Hello, you're listening to Client Loyalty, and I'm Andrew Sobel. Welcome to the January 2000 edition of Client Loyalty. This month, does this client make sense for me? 12 criteria for accepting new work. A client of mine recently lamented to me that many of his colleagues were spending huge amounts of time chasing low payoff RFPs or requests for proposals. It's a very tough way to get new business, he said, and it really distracts us from investing more deeply in high potential clients that we already know well. Plus, some of these RFPs are for work we really don't want. So I asked him, why do you do it? Well, that's complicated, he replied. Now, usually when people say that, it's actually not all that complicated. It means there are either difficult-to-change behaviors and/or politics involved. He went on to say, the RFPs fulfill the need for short-term revenue. It's perceived as risky to spend a lot of time, if there are no fees coming in, trying to gin up longer-term business with a current client. You may have no financial returns for a substantial period of time. This conversation highlighted several important issues. The first has to do with how a firm underwrites short-term risk to enable client-facing professionals to make the right long-term investment decisions. The second has to do with strategy versus opportunism, with how you grow the business you really want to have by being strategic about taking on new client engagements. I'll save the former for another newsletter. Today, let's look at the latter question. What criteria should you use for accepting new business? I believe there are at least 12 possible criteria you should think about before taking on any new assignment. 1. Does this fit your strategy? Does it match your stated focus in terms of dimensions such as client type and size, industry, geographic location, the issue you're being asked to focus on, the level of the executives you're going to work with, the service offering? One of the most common pitfalls is accepting an interesting new engagement that lies entirely outside your core focus. If you have no presence in Latin America, for example, think it through before you take on a client in that region. It could lead to a new growth avenue for your firm, or just as likely, it could distract you and divert limited resources from growing your core market in, say, North America or the UK. Opportunism isn't necessarily bad, but you have to be very, very selective about the opportunity if it doesn't fit your stated strategy and resource investment plans. 2. Can you make a difference? Is the issue truly important to your client? Will they take the work seriously? Given the circumstances, can you succeed at what you're being asked to do? Will this be memorable in some way for both of you? If you can't answer yes to most of these questions, think twice about doing it. For example, I'm purposely doing very little pure training in executive development work that is one-off in nature, even though many clients have large budgets for this type of program. This is because real changes in skills and behaviors require far more than a training seminar. They need to be supported by one-on-one coaching, appropriate measurement and reward systems, the right organization structure, and so on. I could spend nearly all my time doing training programs for clients, but I just would not have the kind of impact that my own mission as a professional calls for. 3. Do you have the right capabilities? At the margin, you might think, we can do this, but is it really in your sweet spot, your strike zone? If not, you're going to have to work twice as hard, and you will face a far higher likelihood of doing just an okay rather than an outstanding job. 4. Are your capabilities in place and available? If you're really busy, be honest with the client about how and when you can actually start, if at all. You might negotiate a slow rolling startup with some preliminary activities that don't require a large team. You may simply have to tell the client that you can't begin for 2 months, or you might need to pass entirely. Just don't put yourself in the position of fielding a C team that is understaffed and unlikely to produce a referenceable client. And that, after all, is what we're aiming for. 5. Will it create or augment valuable intellectual capital? Knowledge, intellectual capital, is at the heart of nearly all service businesses today. Not every assignment creates valuable intellectual capital, but it's an important factor to consider. If an assignment is less than attractive in other respects, the opportunity to create some useful know-how could just tip the balance for you. A related question to ask is it replicable or scalable? Can you use the same methodology, delivery process, or data sources with other clients? Will the experience help you deliver even more value to other clients? 6. How hard will it be to win? The opportunity may be sole-sourced, in which case it's much harder to turn down. If it's a competitive bid, you really have to examine the investment required to have a chance at winning. Are you one of 3 firms bidding or one of 10? Do other competitors have an edge that you lack? Do you have any existing relationships that will help you win? And so on. Seven. Is there a champion for this within your firm? If you can't identify a senior resource in your firm who is willing to work hard to pursue the opportunity and build a relationship, then maybe you shouldn't move forward. The last thing you want is an orphan client project that muddles along without any real support from your organization. 8. How busy are you? It goes without saying, but when you're not very busy, it's human nature to relax some of these criteria and be less demanding about what you will and won't accept. If you're flat out, then you can afford to be more choosy, and the hurdles should be higher. Over time, though, you want to improve the quality of your portfolio of client business, not dilute it. 9. Do you like the people, and can you work well with them? A versatile professional should be able to get along with a fairly wide range of personality types, but sometimes forging an acceptable relationship is like pushing water up.